If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 20 and 21. Paul wrote, "We are traveling together to guard against any criticism for the way we are handling this generous gift. We're careful to be honorable before the Lord, but we also want everyone else to see that we are honorable." Paul had spent some time encouraging people to give money towards a collection that would help the Christians in Judea who'd suffered a severe famine. He knew how easily there can be accusations about the misuse of money, so he put measures in place to prevent this. One of them was to appoint Titus as his traveling companion when the money was taken to Jerusalem. He wanted to ensure that the way he handled the money was not only honoring to the Lord, but also to everyone else. Such wisdom in the handling of money is necessary in every generation. Through the years, some treasurers of churches and charities have been found guilty of misusing funds far too many times. It's often been observed that such crimes are more easily committed within the trusting environment of Christian organizations. Unscrupulous people have taken advantage of this, and harm has been caused to everyone concerned. It's vital for Christian organizations to observe the highest standards in the handling of money. Putting careful procedures in place might feel too bureaucratic and suggest a lack of trust, but such things are all for the sake of protecting those involved and the good name of the charity. It simply isn't good enough to say, "We're all Christians, so we can be more relaxed about the rules." Money can be a great temptation. And if careful and strict procedures are not in place, people who have a weakness can easily trip up. For love's sake, we need to be vigilant and to ensure we maintain the highest standards. The Apostle Paul would have thoroughly approved of such an approach. So let me ask you a key question. Are you content that the churches and charities in which you're involved handle money in a proper manner? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for the money that you've placed in our hands. Please help us always to use it honorably. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work. Not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.